cheaters get caught on Jared and Katie in the Morning's War of the Roses.
On the phone with us, we have Thomas. He's an AML and has been for many years. He's been in a very long-term committed relationship, and he thinks that his significant other, Rex, might be cheating.
Oh.
Yeah. Hi, Thomas.
Hi.
Hey. How are you? Well, we're okay, but why don't you tell us why you're not feeling so okay?
It's just Rex and I feel like there's some distance that's come up, and I don't know whether things feel flat or just what's going on, but he's really low energy, you know, like when he's at home and like concerning us, like at work, he's amazing and doing great. And he's loving that. As far as social life, like he wants to get out and, you know, mix with our friends and all that. And I'm all for that, but things are just feeling really out of balance because like when it's just us at home, it's just like the energy shifts. So
okay.
I don't get it.
You guys have been together for a very long time. Is that right?
Yeah, 4 years.
Do you feel things are the same in the intimacy department, or is that like where the low energy is coming in?
That's certainly like a big part of it. Yeah. Like he doesn't initiate. There's something off.
And that's a change.
Yes, correct.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. From the first couple of years.
Okay.
All right. Hold tight, and we're gonna work on getting Rex on the phone. Okay.
Oh, yeah. What was it? Save the date.
Hello?
Yeah, am I speaking to Rex?
This is him. Who's this?
This is Kurt, and I'm calling you from I've been in the area for a long time. I'm sure you've heard of us. And we're just giving away, this time of year, a dozen red roses to just random people. And we got your name and number, and congratulations, you've won a dozen red roses.
Thank you. You don't need my...
Yeah, I mean...
There's no payment?
No, Rex, yeah, but that's a good question. People sometimes... There's no strings attached at all. We don't need a credit card for verification or anything. We don't need any... You don't need to spend one penny with us. It was just something we've always done. So really all we need is for this dozen red roses. And by the way, you can send this anywhere you want, free of charge, and we can even put a note on it. Who would you like to send these roses to?
Okay, just to be clear, you don't need any of my personal information?
That's correct.
Okay. Okay, so make the note out to Annie.
Annie, okay.
A-N-N-I-E.
Okay, and what would you like the note to say?
Just say thanks for everything.
And does she
Who
live?
Who the f*** is Annie?
Thomas?
Wait, who's Annie? What is this?
You know Annie from work.
Your coworker. Okay. Well, okay, I'm sorry. Honey, like, why are you sending your coworker flowers and not maybe me?
Wait, why are you on the phone with me right now?
Okay, so...
Like, did you, like, set me up?
Okay, I thought you might have been cheating on me or something like that.
What? Why would you think that?
Because, like... You're barely ever home, and when you are, you're not home. Like, you're just not, like, here when we're together. Like, you make all this time, like, and I get it, you love your work, you're great at your work, I'm happy that you have that in your life and everything, but, like, or when you're out with our friends or whatever, I'm just, like, I just kind of disappear, and, like, just, like, what the man, like 4 years, and like I am starting to feel like invisible. I don't Like, what's going on?
Thomas, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. It's nothing. It's not you. It's nothing. It's work. I mean, I'm, you know, we've been really slammed at work, and I've been saving the best of myself for work and not for you, and that's not okay. That's not okay, and I apologize for that, and I guess I just gotten, you know, you make me feel so safe and comfortable. And I guess
okay,
I just
like I need that granted. Too, honey. Okay, like I'm sorry. Like I know I don't speak up a lot, like for myself and stuff. But like I just like newsflash, I need that too. Like even
totally.
Just a little bit. Okay.
Totally.
Like, sometimes,
totally, baby.
Even when you're busy with work, I need something.
You're right. You couldn't be more right. And I'm really sorry. I don't know why I didn't send the roses to you.
yeah, like where, what was going on? Like, why am I just, is it like, do you sort of forget that I'm around or like?
No, not at all. Not at all. It's just, I mean, honestly, it's more about me not taking care of myself because I need you and I need that connection with you, but I haven't been giving it because I just haven't had the energy because I've been putting it all in at work and I've been so exhausted.
Okay, well, like, then tell them to like, for a little while or something.
I will delegate
or whatever. I mean, I get it. I know it's high pressure and everything, but like you gotta figure something out because like I can't keep doing this way. Like I need something major to shift and like.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah,
you're right. I'm sorry.
So can we talk more later tonight and just try to make like a plan or something?
Oh my God! Yes, yeah. I should be home about 6.
Okay, and like the phone like stays in your car or some, you know, like
for tonight,
you know, just
phone.
For like while we're talking, so it's not like ooh, hold on, all that stuff.
Yes, when I get home okay. Tonight, work is off, and I will put the phone aside, and I will be with you, and we can talk about this. But just know that there's nothing wrong with you or how I'm feeling about you, and everything that's right in my life is you.
Oh, boy.
A new War of the Roses every Monday morning at 7:55 with Jared and Katie on 107.5 KZL.